Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Conservationists laud the on-the-ground protections for Bitterroot burned area in a comprehensive settlement reached while safeguarding the public appeal process. The entire controversial Bitterroot logging plan was settled early Thursday morning, February 7th, after two long days of court-ordered mediation by conservation groups, the Forest Service, and the logging industry. The settlement results in elimination of 27,000 acres of uninventoried roadless areas and sensitive native fish habitat, two-thirds of the proposed timber sales, while allowing approximately one-third of the timber sales to go ahead. It also preserves citizens' rights to appeal Forest Service decisions. The final agreement addresses one of the major concerns of conservationists, the size and scope of the original Bitterroot Burned Area Recovery Project. The significance of this settlement cannot be overstated, said Larry Campbell of the Friends of the Bitterroot. We have saved literally 27,000 acres of important watersheds and roadless wildlands on the Bitterroot from the negative impacts of commercial logging. In return, loggers in our valley will be on the ground this winter. Jennifer Ferenstein, president of the Sierra Club, commented, "The original plan was a transparent attempt by the Bush administration to increase commercial logging on our national forests, skirt public scrutiny, and circumvent important environmental regulations. The Forest Service must now minimize the damage to soil, water, and wildlife." This agreement demonstrates that when the public is provided with an opportunity to express its concerns to the Forest Service, we can find a solution that's good for the forest, said Tim Presso of Earth Justice, the attorney who represented American Wildlands, Pacific Rivers Council, and the Wilderness Society. That's why the appeal right at issue in this case is so important. We've protected thousands of acres of prime roadless wildlands from roads and commercial logging. Favorite hunting and fishing haunts will be around for all Montanans to enjoy because of this settlement. In the places where logging will go forward, the Forest Service must tread lightly. The people of Montana and the nation will be watching, said Mary Ann Payne of the Ecology Center of Missoula, Montana. The agreement is a huge step forward for native fish conservation in the West. It establishes a new standard for watershed protection, the kind that will be necessary to guarantee the future of bull trout and West Slope cutthroat trout as part of our natural heritage, said Chris Fissel of the Pacific Rivers Council. This does not zero out damage from salvaged logging in the forest. We have crafted a project that is lighter on the land, more sensitive to fragile burned forests, and allows larger portions of the landscape to recover on their own, said Bob Ament of American Wildlands. At least we spared the most important roaded areas and important trout streams for now, said John Rhodes of the Center for Biological Diversity. We have protected a citizen's right to appeal Forest Service decisions by fighting back a Bush administration scheme to keep citizens out, said Bob Eakey of the Wilderness Society. Judge Malloy was wise to pull us together and allow us the opportunity to discuss how to settle our differences. We thank him for this opportunity. The conservation groups involved in the mediation were the Friends of the Bitterroot, the Ecology Center of Missoula, Montana, American Wildlands, the Pacific Rivers Council, the Sierra Club, the Center for Biological Diversity, and the Wilderness Society. For more information, you can contact the Wilderness Society. Their address is 1615 M Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20036. That's the Wilderness Society, 1615 M Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20036. Or you can call them at 1-800-THE-WILD. That's 1-800-THE-WILD, or you can visit their webpage at www.tws.org. That's www.tws.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on, boys, it's a-